Bubbles!
Hi, James.
Hello, Steve. How long has it been? A week? 2 weeks?
It's been a minute since we posted an episode.
Yeah.
Life gets busy.
Mm-hmm. And it got very busy the past couple of weeks, huh?
Well, we didn't forget about the listeners, though. We've got some content.
Of course.
We've got a ton of content to get to, actually.
Of course
this
we
is,
do.
I would say this is going to be one of the most action-packed Bubbles podcasts, international, that we've ever done.
Well, I'd say let's save that statement maybe for the next pod. Are we teasing that already?
Well, we're going to tease it. So we've got a couple segments coming up here, and then we're going to tease the next episode too. Why don't you just give it away?
Should we?
Should we give it away?
I mean, I guess so. So we contacted Milan Patel. We reached out to him, and we are going to do another collaboration episode. So stay tuned for that. Those are always extra long, extra fun.
That's going to be the next episode.
It's going to be action-packed. Yeah.
But even more exciting, and why we're going to do that episode, is because later on in the episode today, we have an unboxing.
We have an unboxing, a very special unboxing.
Where did that package come from, James?
Came from Milan Patel. And from London.
Jolly old London, England.
Thank you so much, Milan. So can't wait to see what's in there.
We'll do the unboxing, and then what we can do is get whatever's in there into the podcast fridge and get it ready, and we'll get set up for the next episode where we collab with Milan. But before we get to that, I'm really thirsty, James. Do you want to try some water?
Yeah. Yes.
Let's have some water. And you know what I think we have?
What? A new water alert? Is it? Are you sure?
Might be.
I don't know. Do I hear it? Oh, yeah, I do. So, we have a super, super duper new water alert because this new water alert is from a water that you can't even get in North America where we live.
This water's traveled a little bit of ways, hasn't it?
It has.
And who shipped it?
Us.
Nobody shipped it. We carried it.
Yeah, on a 5.5 hour flight.
Yeah, it's hard to take, especially when you're doing carry-on only, it's hard to pick up waters and stuff because now they don't let you travel with liquids and stuff, so it's hard to get them through security. But we bought this bottle of water in the airport after security on our way back, didn't we?
Yeah, it was a very lucky find. The only thing that wasn't very lucky is the price, because this is a, what, is that 1 liter bottle? 1,000 milliliters?
Yep, one liter.
It's a 1 liter bottle, and it cost us $8.50.
It wasn't that much. I think it was about $5.
Oh, maybe it was the bigger one that was...
Always airport prices anyway, right?
Yeah.
They've got you trapped there.
Yeah.
So, overall, how were the waters in Costa Rica?
Well, we didn't have many.
We didn't. We went to a resort, and, you know, most of the water that they had at the resort was
just purified.
It was Costa Rica branded, but it was a Coca-Cola product of reverse osmosis water.
Yeah.
In like 1.5, 1.5 liter bottles or so, or 2 liter bottles.
Yeah.
And then we did find another water from Costa Rica, but it was also just a purified water, right?
Uh-huh.
So I'm excited to try this one because this is actually the first natural water, I think, right?
Yes, this is a spring water.
What's it called?
It is called Nissi Spirit. It is an artesian water. Wow, and the bottle is very wobbly.
Wobbly.
It's a super thin plastic.
Yeah, it's just a plastic bottle.
But it's like
it says BPA free though.
It's a very thin plastic. And let me read to you what it says on the back. A few years ago, while we explored the beauties of this country, we were blessed by its spirit and found a unique source of spring water that comes from the bottom of the earth in a land surrounded by rainforest and volcanoes. And now we are bottling life with the spirit of Costa Rica.
Ooh, Pura Vida.
Pura Vida. All right, let's see. Mineral composition. This is milligrams per liter. Magnesium, 2.4. Calcium, 7.9. Iron, 0.01. Fluoride, 0.1. Sodium, 10.3. 7.26 pH. 6.3 potassium, 5.5 sulfates, hardness is 19, alkalinity is 28, and the STD is 60.
TDS?
It says STD on here.
Okay. I don't want any STDs from my water. I don't know about you.
Yeah, no. I don't want any STDs in my water either. I think they meant TDS. Yeah, that would add up if they meant TDS. 60 milligrams per liter.
Okay, well, why don't we try it? Crack it open, James, and pour us some. And then there was a QR code on the bottle as well, and I've got that up to their website. It says, We Bottle Life, naturally alkaline water from Costa Rica. Beautiful waterfall picture they've got there.
Wow.
Our company is committed to the community and nature. Aqua Nisi is a private company that acquires 100% of its materials through local suppliers, hires professional services only in Costa Rica, and recruits employees locally, generating benefits to the country and the community. The source, this is all in Spanish. I think you read that already. It's a pH of 8, naturally alkaline pH. It has magnesium, silica, low sodium. Sustainability. From the outset, Aqua Nisi infrastructure facilities have been designed as eco-friendly facilities.
Awesome.
Taking into account the design, strategic positioning, and processes involved in manufacturing this product in order to make it the most natural resource available. And then it goes on and on, renewable energy. Since 2018, 60% of the process is powered by solar energy, making our process more clean and friendly to the environment. And then BPA-free bottles.
Beautiful.
All products we produce are 100% recycled plastic, RPET, and BPA-free. Okay.
Awesome.
Well, all right. The proof will be in the taste.
Yeah. Cheers.
Cheers.
It's another one of those. Do you get the floweriness?
It tastes tropical. Puerto Vida.
It's another one of those kind of... I say that it's similar to Fiji because that's the most famous one.
Absolutely. It's smooth with the silica and it tastes tropical. Like it's so good.
It has a flower taste to it. That's what I'm trying to say. It's like aromatic almost.
And it doesn't taste delicious. Like plastic even though it's in a plastic bottle.
Mm-hmm. 100%. I get some, really, I get a little bit of earthiness and a little bit of metal. And then I get, I'm not sure how I'm getting metal, honestly, because it's a very low iron content. But I get a lot of that floweriness. And I do want to know what mineral makes it so flowery like that, type of taste.
You know what? That's probably a good question. You know who would probably know?
Millen.
Why don't we take a note for that for the next podcast? And he may be able to provide some insight there. It may be a combination and he may not know specifically, but I bet you he's going to say it's some of the minerals that bring out that flavor.
Yeah.
Maybe the silica.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd like to get a bottle cap rating from you, James.
It's a pretty delicious water, I'm not even going to lie. And it's eco-friendly. I'm not a huge fan of the packaging, but you've got those flowery notes, you've got those earthy notes. It's eco-friendly.
Natural spring water.
Yeah, not quite carbon neutral yet, but it's trying to get there. This is a really good water, actually. I think I'm starting off with an 8 out of 10.
8 out of 10. Nice. That was going to be my number as well. I started at a 10, and then I took a point off for the plastic, and then I took a point off because it's not quite as luxurious as some of our favorites that have scored a perfect. But I'm at 8 out of 10 bottle caps as well.
Awesome.
Good. So before we move on, I wanted to hear a little bit more about our trip, your trip to Costa Rica.
Yes.
So what did you learn in Costa Rica?
Well, I learned a lot of things. One, Costa Rica has amazing zip lines.
Uh-huh, yeah. Ooh, over the jungle.
Wow. So, we did a thing. That's not a good way to start off a sentence.
We did a thing. We did some things.
Yeah. We went to this place called Diamante Adventure Park.
In Guanacaste. Costa Rica,
yes.
It's very tropical.
Very, very tropical. And we went there and we did this zip line tour thing that they had. And it was, what, 8 zip lines?
It was a lot. It was many zip lines.
8 zip lines. But the main attraction, the main zip line, is called the Superman zip line. And you go, I can pull up the stats, but I think it said it was somewhere around 60 kilometers per hour.
Let's just say it's super high and super fast and super scary.
It's like 200 feet up or something, right? Above the Costa Rican jungle.
Yeah.
It goes super fast, like 60 kilometers an hour, I'd say. And I saw a video on it. I'm not 100% sure if that's actually the top speed that it goes, but it was fast.
Yeah, I was proud of you getting on that thing. Thank you and the producer as well.
I was proud of you guys.
Yeah.
You originally didn't plan to go on it, Mom.
Well, I get vertigo sometimes. I don't like heights very much, but I don't mind to push myself to do that kind of stuff.
Uh-huh. But the producer, I'm really proud of her because she wanted to do one or two of the zip lines and then get driven back to the site. But they didn't allow that. So she ended up pushing through and she did it. She got through all of them. And it was crazy. The only thing you guys didn't do was the bungee jump, which I did.
Yeah, you sure did.
It was a lot of fun. It was very scary, though.
Yeah, no good for my back, for sure.
Yeah.
So, another interesting thing in Costa Rica was to learn about how they produce, how fertile the land is there. They can basically grow anything really quickly.
Oh.
And, you know, all those minerals that are in the land there, I'm sure that's what's putting some of the flavor into this water that we're drinking right now as well. But I really like to learn about the plants. We learned about bananas and all the different herbs that they grow, and then coffee as well as cocoa.
Yeah, so that was so beautiful. We did this little culture tour thing at that Diamante Adventure Park place as well. And we were the only ones there, so we got like a 3-on-1 lesson with this guy, and we made our own chocolate. Mm-hmm. We got some like freshly roasted drip coffee.
Yeah, very good.
It was so amazing. What a great experience, and it was delicious, too.
Yeah, and speaking of water, we went to the beach as well there. That was pretty nice. The water was warm, right?
It was beautiful. So warm, and you're surrounded by these tropical forest, like, jungle mountains.
Yeah.
And they've got, like, fog forests, too. Like, you see, like, clouds going through plant-infested mountains.
What about the wildlife, James? What kind of animals did you see?
Oh, wow. It was awesome. Well, let's start off with howler monkeys.
Uh-huh.
Because those are insane, right? Those are crazy. They're like normal-looking monkeys, really. They're normal-looking monkeys. You don't see them a ton, right? But they're in the trees, and the sound that they make is horrific.
Yeah, can you try to do an impression?
I think If we can be right back, maybe we'll be able to play like a screen recording of a sound of one of them. Should we try that?
Sure, let's do it.
Fair warning, the sound is terrible, so just get ready. It's not a good sound to hear. Here we go.
Pretty terrifying, huh?
Yeah, we were surrounded by those things.
So what other kind of animals did you see?
Well, we went to a animal sanctuary that was also a Diamante Adventure Park.
Yeah.
And that was awesome. That was so cute and so cool to see some of those animals.
I like the toucans.
The toucans were awesome. You got to walk around with them too, and like
And sloth.
We saw sloths, and we saw a three-legged monkey. Poor guy, because it was an animal sanctuary, so it's animals that can't really go back out into the wild, and they're in these really nice open big enclosures, and it was totally.
What about the lizards?
It was awesome. Oh my god, those things were crazy. They were everywhere.
Yeah, all around the resort and everything.
I don't think they were even part of the sanctuary when we saw all of those.
Nope.
Yeah, it was like iguanas?
Iguanas, yeah, giant iguanas.
A giant iguana fest. It was like We saw like a 5-foot one climb into a tree and then pee.
Yeah.
And like, yeah, it's crazy. They were everywhere. And do you remember there was one that was staring us down? Like, what happened was we were walking on the path and there were two, and one of them got scared of us and ran the other way, like ran up on top of an enclosure. And then another one came towards us and like he started staring us down and like in a predatory way, like it wanted to hurt us.
Ooh.
It was crazy. I have a video of it. Maybe we put that up on the Instagram.
Yeah. Well, thanks for the update on Costa Rica. It was a good trip.
It was a great trip.
But you know what? We have work to do here. We've got more waters and then we have our unboxing segment to do. So why don't we move on to the next segment, James?
And that segment is tasting more waters, but in Costa Rica.
Correct.
So we'll see you at 5:30 in the morning in Costa Rica. Goodbye. Hello, Pura Vida. Welcome to Costa Rica.
Costa Rica.
Yeah. It's an early morning episode. It's 5:30 a.m. where we are right now. It's beautiful. And we have a couple waters to try. So, should we get into it?
Yes. Aguana.
Do we have glasses?
Nope.
Do we have glasses at our disposal?
No.
All right, then.
Let's go.
You're sipping straight from the bottle?
Yep.
All right. Well, so we have two new water alerts here. And we have something that I don't think I've tried it. I've never seen this label before, though. So we have Aguana Refresca Tu Sed, which is a natural spring water from Costa Rica. Then we have Agua Pura Alpina, which is a RO water from here, or some type of purification process.
Yeah, from Coca-Cola Company, right?
Yeah. And we have Canada Dry Club Soda.
Canada?
Canada Dry.
Let's go.
All right. Should we start with Aguana?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, very sweet. It's sweet and earthy. That's something that you don't find a lot of. Normally you get acidity with that. But not here. It's just sweet and earthy.
Taste Pura Vida.
it's refreshing. Yeah, I'll give that a
bottle cap rating?
Yeah, of 7 out of 10.
7? That's pretty good.
Well, I'll do 6.5 because it's in a big plastic bottle. I mean, it's not really, it doesn't look that great. It doesn't taste that great, but there's something there.
Well, I took some pictures of the bottle so we can say a little bit more later on when we do a deep dive on this podcast. But I'm going to give it 6 out of 10 bottle caps.
All right. So let's just get this Alpina over with then, because it's an RO water.
Yeah, I've been drinking this most of the time we've been here. It's what they've been giving us in the hotel.
Just tastes like plastic. You know, it's in a big plastic bottle. I'll give it like a 3 out of 10.
Generous. I'm going to give it a 1 out of 10 bottle caps.
Yeah, I don't know. Don't trust these ratings too much because we're kind of tired. Hello, producer. All right. Canada Dry Club Soda. We'll come back to these waters at one point. Oh, my God. Feisty. Okay. It exploded. Hopefully it doesn't affect our rating.
Go.
See. Oh. Yeah, club soda's not really my cup of tea.
It's a pretty good example of club soda, though. It's very bubbly.
Yeah, very, very bubbly.
I'm going 5 out of 10 bottle caps.
I'll give it a 3. I don't really like the taste.
Okay.
Yeah, Sorry for the short segment in Pura Vida Land of Costa Rica, but,
we got a bird to catch.
Yeah, we've got a flight to catch, so we'll see you later, I guess. Goodbye. All right. Hope you enjoyed that segment.
Pura Vida.
Pura Vida.
Okay, so back to business. James, I was trying to take pictures for the podcast before we started for the Instagram.
Oh, my God.
And I don't know where this water's from, but it's already getting a zero on packaging. Yeah. The bottle doesn't even sit up. Like, it's a bottle, plastic bottle of water, but you can't even stand it up. It doesn't even stand.
Wow.
Like, it doesn't have a flat bottom.
It doesn't have a flat bottom. And since it didn't have a flat bottom, it fell on the ground and the cap shattered and the top of the bottle got indented into the rest of the bottle.
Yeah, so it's a 1.5 liter bottle of water, quote unquote water. It's from Crystal Lake. Electrolyte water, rehydrate and refresh, vapor distilled water.
The only reason we picked it up is because it's from Crystal Lake, and it was just Halloween a couple days ago.
Yes. And
it's
so,
like a Friday the 13th thing.
Added electrolytes for taste. This is water distilled by vapor.
This is Rite Aid.
Potassium bicarbonate, calcium chloride, magnesium chloride added. You're right, James. It's from Rite Aid, and it's trash water. Come on, pour some.
All right.
You still have good water in there.
Oh, I do.
Yeah,
okay.
Finish that up. I'll pour some for me. There you go.
I'm surprised you can even pour it.
What say you, sir?
What do you mean?
Cheers.
Cheers.
Give me a rating.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's plastic.
Tastes like mud and chemicals.
And plastic.
And plastic chemicals.
It's chemically plastic.
Can we give negative bottle caps?
No, and we can't give zero either because we can't give Smart Water Black that satisfaction.
Sorry, Smart Water, but you're on the wall of shame forever.
We're never rating anything less than Smart Water.
Yeah,
Black.
But this Crystal Lake water has to go on the wall of shame, right?
It can't go on the wall of shame, but it can go. It can go on the wall of shame, just not as high as Smart Water Black. I'm gonna give it a 0.2 out of 10.
Wouldn't feed it to my dogs and cats. 0.1.
Mm. It's not good.
Nope. Well, on a brighter note, the next two waters we've tried.
Yes.
But, so, you know, James, there's a crisis of Topo Chico, right? And sparkling water in general. The other day, I went to Target just to buy some sparkling water, whatever I could get. I didn't care if it was Perrier or San P, or I was looking for Topo, but I would have taken any natural spring sparkling water, and there was nothing on the shelf. However, yesterday, I went to a place where we've been shopping for water a little bit recently, Smart and Final.
We got super lucky.
Yes. So it was the mother load score number one of Topo Chico.
Yeah.
They had 24 packs.
And we got two.
I bought them both. There were only two there. I took them both. So we have 48 bottles of Topo Chico, the small individual bottles.
That's awesome.
Yep. So we'll be stocked up at least for a little while.
Like 2-3 weeks?
Maybe. Yeah, it could last a couple of weeks, depending. The other water that they had, though, that was sparkling that I snagged up, and they had it on sale.
Jarritos.
A case of 12 of them. What kind of water is this, James?
This is Jarritos Minaragua, and I'm actually a decent fan of this water. I like how well it's carbonated. The only thing I don't like about it is they do add salt.
Okay. This water's been on the pod before, but a long time ago, right?
Yeah.
I can't remember if I liked it or not. I don't think I liked it very much. It's in a glass bottle. And it's a Mexican brand, right? That
it's
makes
Jarritos,
Mexican sodas,
yeah.
Mainly.
Uh-huh.
This is mineral agua, sparkling water, 12.5 ounces. What does it say here, the ingredients?
The ingredients are carbonated water, sodium bicarbonate, salt, and potassium chloride.
So this is not a spring water.
It's not a spring water, but I do like how well it's carbonated.
You want to crack it open? Here, use my wrestler.
All right, and I also love the bottle. It's a very cool bottle.
Yep.
All right. Oh! Ooh, I told you, it's well carbonated, huh? It exploded before I could even get the cap open.
There you go. I'll pour you some.
Yep.
Oh, yeah, look at those bubbles.
Uh-huh.
Pour me some.
Oh, all right. Cheers.
Agua mineral.
Yeah.
Oh, bubbly.
Uh-huh. And it's also got a pretty unique flavor.
Mm. It's acidic.
Yeah. It's like a sweeter topo. It's like a sweeter Topo Chico.
Yeah.
It's pretty good.
It's not bad. It's kind of complex.
Mm-hmm.
I wish it was a natural spring water.
But I will say, this is the best water. This is the best I've seen added minerals executed.
Mm.
This is the best I've seen
added minerals. That's interesting.
Right?
Sure. Yeah. These guys know what they're doing on their formulas.
Mineragua sparkling water. Their sodas are great, and their sparkling water, for being a purified with minerals added, is actually delicious.
Yep. Distributed by Tip Distributors, Inc., El Paso, Texas, made in Mexico. Mm. Warning, contents under pressure, open carefully.
Yeah, I should have followed that. It was, it exploded. It's very carbonated. It's like it's a little less than Topo, I think. Well, actually, because Topo isn't very consistent.
No?
With its carbonation. I wouldn't say it's super consistent.
I think it's pretty consistent.
It's kind of, but like sometimes you get a really strong bottle, right?
Yeah, well, I think they were having some trouble in those big bottles with, remember the caps weren't very tight?
Uh-huh.
But I think Coca-Cola's got that under control now.
Good.
Now, if they could just ship those bottles again,
mm-hmm.
that would be great.
Yeah, our favorites have been, we haven't had our favorite type of Topo Chico, like our favorite way to have it in God knows how long. 750
milliliter bottle, yeah, it's not available.
Yeah, but how long has it been?
It's been like months.
2 months, 3 months?
Yeah.
Yeah, crazy. But.
Well, I have to ask you a question.
Mm.
Out of 10 bottle caps, how many do you give to Jarritos Mineralagua?
Mineralagua. I give it... Huh. Do you know anything about their sustainability?
I don't. I could look for it for you.
I'm not 100% sure on their sustainability. That will change my rate. If it's good, it'll go up by 0.5, I'd say. I'm going to give this a, honestly, 8 out of 10.
8 out of 10? That's a really high score, James.
And I'll give it another, half point if they have good sustainability. I know this is going to seem crazy. The reason that I give it that score is because... Like, props to them, they actually made a good purified sparkling water with minerals added. That's something that I don't see anywhere else at any other time. Like, look at this Rite Aid water that we had. They added minerals into this thing, and it tastes like mud and plastic and chemicals. And the Mineralagua just tastes like a pretty complex sparkling water. Like, you taste the salt. I would be able to tell, if you tried to tell me that this is a spring water, I don't think I would really believe you. But it is good. It's on, like, the same level as some of the sparkling spring waters we've had, for sure.
It's pretty good. I'm getting to their website here, Jarritos, the all-natural fruit-flavored sodas.
Yeah.
Find near me. I'm going to see if they have any information about their... sources
mm-hmm.
and or their sustainability.
And it's kind of cool because these things, like, you can pick up either the Mineralagua or one of their natural sodas at like grocery outlet for like $1.50 or something, and it comes in a cool glass bottle. They're pretty tasty.
Uh-oh, James, I think we've got a fail here. So we've got our founder since 1950, tells about Don Francisco El Guero, who founded Euritos. But then down at the bottom here, it has a link that says socially responsible, okay? But when you click on it, there's no web page.
Oh!
So I guess their social responsibility is under construction.
all right.
I'm so gonna... you gave it an 8?
8.
8. I'm going to give it a 5. 5 out of 10 bottle caps for Euritos.
Hey, jeez. A little harsh, huh?
Nah, it's middle of the road. It's okay. I like the bubbles. Very bubbly.
I like it.
Okay, moving on, James. What's next?
Well, all right, before we move on, I just want you to pronounce this company's name one more time.
Euritos.
All right, cool, because you've said Euritos, Euritos, and Euritos.
Yes. So. Well, I wanted to make sure I captured them all in case I got it right once.
Just a little experimenting there.
I know how to say the name of this next one.
I think we all do, because...
What is it? Topao Chicao?
I don't know. It's a little confusing font, like Topo Chica?
Chica? Boca Chica?
Topo Chica.
Oh, Topo Chica. Okay.
Yeah, so Topo Chica. Honestly, not a fan of the packaging. I don't know how good this water's going to be. It's a first-timer. Kind of doubting it.
The sarcasm is just dripping off of my co-host today.
Yeah, but
I'm going to crack this one open.
We right talk now. About it so frequently that it's genuinely become a concern. Oh my god. The Topo Chico just demolished our bottle cap opener.
The wrestler got a broken arm.
It defeated it.
Hey, he did his job.
Uh-huh.
Okay, wow. You want some of this?
I need to finish my Minaragua first.
All right, well, I'll pour myself some, and then you can have the rest out of the bottle if you want. I like to drink Topo Chico out of the bottle.
Me too. As I was saying, this water, we talk about it so frequently, even off of the podcast, that it's become a kind of concerning part, like a concerning amount of a significant part of our life. We are super fans of Topo Chico.
I would say.
Yeah, but it just hits every time.
Is there any need to even give it a bottle cap rating?
It's a 20 out of 20.
It's 20 out of 20. You know, come on, Coca-Cola. Get your supply chain together and start shipping it. I think they're missing out on a lot of revenue.
Yeah, 10 out of 10, both of them. 10 yep. out of 20. It's going to happen every time because it's just so good. It hits every time. It's acidic, like very acidic. It's got a super big punch with the bubbles.
James, are you ready to get to the next segment?
Sweet aftertaste. It's delicious. I'm actually very excited for the next segment.
Me too. So this is going to be our unboxing. I'll do the unboxing and you talk about what you're seeing as I unbox.
All right.
But, you know, our the world-renowned water technologist and water sommelier, Milan Patel, sent us this box from jolly old London, England.
Yeah.
And Milan today, he's in Amsterdam. He's at a water conference at Aquatech Amsterdam, hobnobbing with all of the leading water technologists and talking about water sustainability and all those things that he does in his profession.
Good for him.
So good for him. And as you mentioned earlier, he'll be on the show next week.
Yeah.
So without further ado, let's uncrack this box.
Mm-hmm. Let us uncrack this box.
Okay. So it's wrapped really well. It says fragile all over it. It's got duct tape and all kinds of tape on it. It's been through the ringer getting over to the U.S. from England.
Yeah.
Let's see
Ooh.
What we have and if it is in fact intact. Oh my god.
Wow, okay. It looks amazing.
This is looking good. First of all, inside the box there's no signs of any water damage.
Mm-hmm.
So it's looking good. Everything's wrapped nicely in bubble wrap.
Yeah.
We've got, looks like 1, 2, 3, 4 bottles in here. There's space for 6, so I don't know if maybe 3 or 2 broke or if maybe those are just open spots. But I'm gonna open up this first one here. see what we got.
It looks like nothing I've ever seen before.
Ooh, look at that.
Oh, it's, there's definitely some damage on it. But
it's got some damage. It's got some dents. It's in an aluminum bottle. And this is one of the ones I think that was at the Fine Waters Tasting World Championships.
It looks so beautiful. We're going to have to post pictures of these on the Insta.
Yes.
This is Lofoten Arctic Water. Made by nature. It's a still water. Beautiful packaging.
Yes, from Norway. So more to come on that next episode.
Uh-huh.
And then, what do we got here? This one's looking like it might be in glass.
It's a little bigger. All right. I'm still finishing up my topo while this is happening.
Very well wrapped. Very well protected, these bottles of
water. Oh, is this the well?
Are gold for us because it's not the well,
dude. It's not the well. It has
definitely not the well.
Has a similar packaging to the well.
Wow. The well wishes it was this.
Yeah, this is a lot better looking.
What is this one, James?
Mosinyanka?
That's has to be a Russian water, right?
Yeah. Wow, I'm not even going to try and pronounce what's below that.
Super dope.
That is awesome. Beautiful packaging. We'll get into it more next time.
Now, what's next here?
Let's see. It's a little shorter than the other bottle, I'm thinking.
Shorty. It's a glass bottle.
Let's see.
Fully intact.
Oh, it looks thick, though. Beautiful. Oh, my God. Bottle. That is beautiful.
This is
Vidago. It's a frosted glass bottle. That is so amazing looking. Wow.
Beautiful. Where's that from, I wonder?
It looks like a flower vase.
Portugal.
Wow.
Wow.
All right, we're going to
have to
crack into that with Millen.
That's gourmet right there.
Wow, that's like something you order at a Michelin star restaurant.
No kidding.
Wow.
Okay, and then there's one more here.
There is indeed one more. It's a taller guy, for sure. It has like a kind of metal-looking cap on it. Whoa! Krag.
Krag water.
Krag.
Spring water. Peak. District sparkling bottled at the source.
Very minimalistic bottle.
Yes, and they this one is from where?
It is from Cheshire. Wildbordo, Cheshire. I just butchered that. Oh.
Cool. There's a QR code there, too, so we can get more information on that.
Yeah.
But we'll save that for the next episode, right? It's
an interesting-looking bottle.
I think we need to get these into the podcast fridge.
100%.
Get them chilled down, and we'll talk to Millen about them next week.
That's amazing.
Good. Well, thank you again, Millen, for sending these over. Looking forward to the collab event next week.
100%.
James, what's on for the rest of the day for you?
Well, I think we're just kind of freestyling today, huh?
Freestyling, yeah.
We had a delicious breakfast.
We did.
We had a French omelet that we made. It was so good.
Good job, chef.
Good job, chef. Yeah, that was delicious. We had a coffee. So we're just going to go try and, do something fun. I'm not quite sure what yet.
Use our imagination.
Yeah, we played some NHL. Yeah.
So until next time. Oh, hold on a second. We forgot to say thank you.
Yeah, thank you for listening.
If you'd like to get in touch with the show, how would they do that, James?
You can go to our email, thebubblespodcast@gmail.com. Is it email or Gmail? I don't know.
It's email, and the account is Gmail.
Okay.
However, they could also check us out on Instagram.
Our Instagram account, yes.
At the Bubbles Podcast.
Same with our TikTok, at the Bubbles Podcast. I don't even know if I have access to that account anymore, though.
Yeah, or drop us a voicemail on Anchor.
Yeah. And they added this new Spotify feature where you can ask a question. We might have to check that out. I don't know if we're going to do that. I saw it on Anchor, though, like the Anchor thing. So watch out for that if you want to answer a question, I guess.
Yep. And then the next podcast will be on YouTube as well.
Maybe. Hopefully.
Hopefully.
If we can figure that out. It's unnecessarily difficult.
Not too bad.
Yeah.
Until next time, I'm Steve.
I'm James.
And this has been
Bubbles. All right. Goodbye now.